This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Friday, the 26th of March, last Friday of the third month of the year 2021. In the year 2121, if man is still alive, well, man is still alive, and we're here to prove it, although there are no other men here. I'm the only real man here. The rest of the crew, they're all real women. President's Jennifer Horn. Hello, Jennifer.
And hi.
Victoria, yes, yeah. Victoria Keelan's here, Jay Kirshner. You'll all be happy to know that it's time for us to sing today's national anthem. You ready, ladies?
Oh,
everybody's ready.
Wait, what?
Yes. Ready? Today's national anthem is from a very popular cartoon series that debuted, back in, I think, 1941, maybe in the late 30s. And it starred a young fellow who liked to smoke a pipe and had big arms, and a lady who was really ugly. And so the theme to today is, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. I live in a garbage can, toot toot. I eat all my spinach and fight to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Wait a minute, where's my toot toot?
Hold on. Wait, so why are you saying olive oil was really ugly?
That's what I was wondering. Wasn't she supposed to be like...
She was
tall and skinny.
Yeah, she was tall and skinny. Well, it's her face. You ever look at her face?
Ugly.
Her face, though. So today...
So that cartoon character didn't do it for Doug.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now. What is the national anthem, and then we've got Popeye and an argument about olive oil.
Yeah. Well, nobody's... Is anybody arguing, really? Was that an argument? Spinach Day.
Hot or not.
Really? To be hot or not to be hot. Not only does spinach provide you with iron, it's also an excellent source of vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C, not to mention manganese and magnesium. However, if you are on blood thinners, you should not be eating spinach because vitamin K is, contraindicative. If you are trying to keep your blood thin, this isn't the way to do it. All right, so that we've taken care of pretty much the most important stuff today. Let's go back over... good news today, ladies. Joe Biden is going to run for president in 2024. How about that? Hip, hip, hooray, hooray. You all happy about that? Yes or no? Come on. Is that a good idea?
That was a stupid question. That was like one of the dumbest, most embarrassing low points of the press conference. My God.
It was like someone was auditioning.
She was obviously trying to like audition for TMZ or something. It was so stupid.
Well,
that's the thing that's so funny is that these are the serious news people that it would be firing squad when Trump was up there. You're an awful person. Go ahead. And this was like, hey, Joe, you're so nice that so many people want to come to the country. How about that? I mean, I actually had empathy for what Trump had gone through when he did press conferences because the level of the questioning was just
the stupidity of the news media.
I really
becomes
thought,
more
like,
evident
you know what, actually,
every
I'm going to give
day.
Trump a little bit of a pass on this one because these reporters are no smarter now than they were with him.
They aren't smart at all.
Hold on a second.
Let's take another approach to this. How smart do you have to be? Your brother is the governor of New York, and you take advantage with others to a situation where you get special access to COVID-19 tests, and nobody thinks that that's a bad picture. Nobody thinks that that's a bad thing. I mean, think about it. That's the stature. And Chris Cuomo is one of the best known of all the people on CNN and best known supposedly a journalist. I don't look at him as a journalist. He's a big mouth on TV. But put yourself there. Think about that and what that says about that family and what it says about him. Nobody thought about how that would look. Apparently, never mind how it would look for him, but his brother. Nobody thought about
it.
They're so damned arrogant.
That, but I don't know. I mean, Chris Cuomo got a really, really, really severe case of COVID very early on. So I don't know. Maybe that was part of the reason why they were testing. I don't know. The whole thing. The Cuomo's got so much to answer for at this point. It's like it just keeps piling.
All right, let's talk about the press conference then. What did you get out of the press conference yesterday, ladies? The Biden press conference other than he runs for election, re-election in 2024.
Do you want to take turns? I guess it would probably be the best way. I mean, I remember when we talked about it this week, I said, I think he's going to do okay. Everybody's like thinking he's going to like fall over. It was way worse than I thought. I think that the questions were obviously pre-screened. He had to consult his notes. I don't think he had a clear grasp of any foreign policy. And I think if our adversaries were watching this, I am very scared that we won't. I mean, I feel like we're going to be attacked because if anybody, he was rambling. And then he had this tactic when he would forget where he was and then he would just pretend like he was just overwhelming people with information. So then he would like move on to something else. It was. I don't think it was a good look for the country. I don't think he had a clear grasp of much. And I think for the media's part, I think it was by design that those particular people were asked. Clearly, that's why he was looking at that list to call on people because those questions had been something that they had pre-screened for him to answer. So,
well,
I don't know. I feel really
I don't
bad
think
about
he got,
what happened yesterday.
I don't think he got softball questions because that's why they were. I think there were some high points and I think there were some low points. The border stuff, I don't think that if that had been pre-screened, it would have been a lot smoother. So I don't agree with that. But the border stuff is very complex. I think it was very obvious how complex it is. There are so many different scenarios of, you know, reporters asking him, like, you know, a 9-year-old little boy made it here and he's got one phone number, you know, on his wristband. And they were in fact checking who was on the other end of the line because it could be a coyote. It could be someone pretending to be his parents. There are so many other things that, like, you know, even that I hadn't even thought of as they were going through the process of vetting who gets in and who doesn't. And it is very complex. It's not a good look that journalists were not allowed in. I think everyone agrees on that. And I think that, you know, that was kind of like a wait and see. There's no real answer yet other than he said they're supposed to be, you know, ramping up the speed of which they get the kids from Border Patrol into Health and Human Services.
I guess
that was pretty clear, but, you know, but on the foreign policy, Jen, I have to totally disagree with you. That has been Joe Biden's strongest suit in his entire career, going back to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I think when he talked anecdotally about having, spending so much time with President Xi of China, saying, declaring that he doesn't have a democratic bone in his body, he was... I don't know what you were watching, but I think that was clearly his sweet spot. He didn't need notes.
I think he
that's
was
something
using
that he just knows.
I think he was using his notes. The thing that's embarrassing to me is that when, and I'm only using Trump for comparison because he was the last person, but it would be like a firing squad of questions, and maybe Trump's answers were not the smoothest or the, you know, whatever.
But,
I mean, I'd say what you will. But let
yeah.
me just finish my point.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't have to use his notes to do the answers. He clearly had a grasp of what was going on.
Trump
they
always
about
had
North,
notes, and he would go off
He never
script.
Used
that was
notes.
Like he was famous for that.
No way. When you
okay,
when,
well,
when
no,
Biden
no.
was asked about North Korea,
okay.
he had to flip through his binder to figure out what to
he
say.
Was, no. He did not at all. He was looking for one statistic that he said, I asked my staff to dig up a statistic for me, and that's what he dug for. That's
I'm telling you right now.
Right,
it was,
so
it was I watched, and one other,
watched
and one other thing,
minute.
And then I
was
stop talking.
Was
one
good.
Other thing is when he was talking about the border, and they asked him if media was going to be allowed in, and he said, yeah, when we get ready, we'll allow you in. I mean, for somebody
I agree.
Who promised
the border
unity,
was not a good
transparency,
look
and a strong foreign policy, I just feel like, check.
All right, so let me. I'm giving you my two cents.
There's no way
on
you
this.
Would ever say he had a success. I mean,
hello?
I would. In
okay.
fact,
there
I expected
is,
more
ladies.
Yesterday.
Okay, so let me just give you the 2 cents worth because I don't want to spend our whole hour on this. I think that there is, if you were to reflect from my perspective anyway, on both Biden and Trump, both of them suck when it came to having press conferences and giving out information. The platitudes that came out of Trump. The simplistic approach to answers to questions. That's one of the reasons he didn't do a lot of press conferences because he's no good at it and he didn't want to, you know, he was not a deep thinker.
He did press conferences
Jennifer?
Almost every day.
Well, but he's not good at coming up with pithy, intelligent answers. But
well,
as far
and
Biden as
Biden has,
is concerned,
Biden has plenty of weaknesses too. But I'm saying his for the foreign policy, there were no notes, and you can see him extemporaneously talking about, you know, his experience and his approach to it. And I think that was very clear. And on manufacturing, which is his infrastructure, which is going to be announced, I think today, that was his. That I was very impressed with how he laid out a lot of great ideas on how to get American workers back to work and how we can also
did they
fix
talk about the tax
problems.
Problem? Anybody address tax? taxes on how to incentivize bringing businesses back to America? No, not
well, I think
a
that's part
word.
Of, well, that's part of what I think his new initiative is
well,
that's going to be announced today in Pittsburgh
right.
is the infrastructure.
And all right, so he also pledged that the $1.9 trillion rescue package is going to it was going to build on the promise of the Affordable Care Act this week. The new relief law pumps up Obamacare, so they say. But here's the fly in the ointment. More taxpayer assistance is needed. Here we go again. Throw more money at it. There's a $3 trillion. Okay, so if we go down this road of all this spending, we will be in debt for 1 year after the start of the pandemic. We'll be in debt for $9 trillion more than we were in debt before this all started. Thank you, China. The bottom line here...
Don't forget inflation.
We haven't seen that yet.
And they probably, I was just listening to someone yesterday.
Yeah, but it'll have to, because if they put the tax program into effect the way they're talking about, yeah, that'll bring inflation in. But with the mortgage costs and things, starting houses, making housing available for more people, that'll keep inflation down a little bit. But the cost of gasoline, or the cost of petroleum products affects everything, and that's going up like a bullet. I think you're going to see, we were talking about it yesterday with the Suez Canal fiasco, you'll see by this weekend, the cost of gasoline is up 10 cents pretty much everywhere around the country. So anyway, the idea of the health care thing. What my observation is, they're trying to do too much too fast, and they don't know how to do it. Health care, the border, all of the things that have to do with COVID, the economy, and they didn't even really talk about voting and voting rights and what the Congress is trying to do on that. I don't know what Biden's point of view is on.
Oh, yeah, he addressed that.
Well, but I mean, what's his real...
No, he's supportive of ending the filibuster, or at least the path towards it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think he said it needed to be reformed. He was pretty clear about that, not ended.
18 after the hour, DJV program. Good stimulating conversation. Jennifer, Victoria, thank you. It's Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the sidelines. We'll get to the trending items. A passing of a couple of actors this week has caught, I think, a lot of people's attention. So we'll get to that, as a matter of speaking, after I do a little with my nose here. There it is. Ooh, you like that? I did the Navage earlier. There's a lot of stuff. I was in the woods half the night last night. That's probably why I feel as chipper as I do, and I think I feel like a human being for the first time since I had my shot earlier in the week. But we had some noise abatement people that I had bring out into the woods last night, and I've got a big gash in my head. I've got cuts all over the place on my body. It's a great feeling. It really is. They help you wake up really fast. And then, using Navage, get the stuff out of my nose, and then keeping it clean with Clear. That's a prescription for fabulosity today. It really is. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, is pronounced clear. Blocks bacteria, viruses, flu stuff from getting into your body. And that's because the all-natural ingredient found in lots of fruits and vegetables, xylitol is the main ingredient in Clear. Yeah, it's really a fabulous product. So safe for everybody, so inexpensive. The ladies here are using it, and I like the fact that we all are on the same page with this as to how helpful it is. Little bottle, it'll do you a lot of good. Take it with you. Use it a couple, three times during the day. Find it pretty much anywhere you go. Go to the grocery store, the drug store, natural food retailers. Don't forget to sign the petition that appears at clear.com as well. There's a green tab on the right side of the screen. There you can click on it and then sign it. What it does is give the CDC approval or encouragement to approve having doctors recommend using nasal sprays to combat lots of things that we are now facing in this country and around the world. So check it out. Clear, a good thing for you to have, whether you're working or on a trip, taking a trip. It's good. I'm taking mine. I'm going on a little trip this weekend, so I'm going to take that with me. Keep everything clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. 21 after the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay has all of the things that are trending, including something that will help you. If you like marshmallows, you'll love this trending item right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get at it there, Ms. J. The situation, well, first I suppose we ought to acknowledge the passing of Jessica Walter, who was probably a very well-known, whether people remembered her name, her face, very well-known, television and movies, that sort of thing, and she was only 80, right?
Yeah, she was 80 and she passed away in her sleep. I mean, she is known for so many roles, but I think probably her most beloved is the mother figure on Arrested Development.
She's great in that role.
She started really, her career really got the boost that it needed when she was with Clint Eastwood in Play Misty for Me. She was the love interest. And that was a spooky movie, man. It was a different trend. It wasn't really an action flick per se. It was a deep psychological thriller that starred Eastwood and Jessica Walter. And she was, it was good because it really got a lot of attention because it was such a strange role. But yeah, she was all over the place. And again, I say at the age of 80, it seems to be kind of sad to see. Well, George Segal wasn't that old. He passed away this week too. What was he, 87?
Yeah, just a day before, too.
Yeah, right. So people are are interested in that. Now, let's get the scoop on this marshmallow-flavored cola that's coming down the pipe.
Right. Pepsi and Peeps partnering up for a marshmallow-flavored soda, and it's going to... you know, have that marshmallow over the vanilla flavor. Well, and here's the thing. You can't buy it. You have to win a three-pack of the mini cans. They come in blue, yellow, and pink. You have to enter a social media sweepstakes, and then that's how you can get them. But what is really trending about this story is the fact that they aren't calling it Peepsy. Everyone's like, such a missed opportunity. It's Peeps Pepsi. Like, come on. Come on, marketing team. Peeps Pepsi. You missed this one.
Yeah. All right. So we have this dictionary business here, the mispronunciation of supposedly, is that supposedly?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I mean, if you've ever heard somebody trying to say supposedly and they're saying supposedly, well, I guess now technically it's going to be right because dictionary.com has added it. Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
It's awful.
Legitimizing
our culture with this stuff.
Yes. Stop being lazy with words. Enunciate.
And normalizing
properly.
It. Well, a lot of people, but the sad thing is, a lot of people don't even know that supposedly isn't even a word. It's not like they're being lazy. They don't even know that that's not a word.
Yes, it's from supposed. Right. Or supposed.
Supposed.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Like, and then some people are...
Hashtag boycottdictionary.com. How's that?
Yeah, it's not just them, though. It's Merriam-Webster. It's unfortunately, it's everything.
Yeah. And some people are like, okay, so what's next? Pacific in place of specific?
Right. Paschetti?
spaghetti. Paschetti. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. Wait. Check out the trending items at djvshow.com or all of our various social media, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top 1 minute tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in the northwest corner of Alabama. On Thursday, House Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chairwoman Jan Sakowski, the Democrat from Illinois, discussed the subcommittee's hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and said that the hearing's purpose was to send the message to tech companies that they're going to regulate and they're going to legislate. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Kevin Givens has been hit with an assault charge after he allegedly beat a man at a Maryland hotel. According to court documents, 24-year-old Givens was charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault after Hayden Bosley said he was attacked by the NFL player on February 21st at the Sheraton Hotel. Givens is due in court later next month to face the charge. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January.
As of yesterday, more than 100 million payments of $1,400 have gone into people's bank accounts. That's real money in people's pockets, bringing relief instantly almost. And millions more will be getting their money very soon. One final note. Since we passed the American Rescue Plan, we're starting to see new signs of hope in our economy. Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%. And just this morning, we learned that the number of people filing for weekly unemployment insurance fell by nearly 100,000 persons. It's the first time in a year the number has fallen below the pre-pandemic high. So there are still too many Americans out of work, too many families hurting, and they still have a lot of work to do. But I can say to you, the American people, help is here and hope is on the way.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trickery here, like it or not, this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh, with a few interpretations.
Because truthiness is yet another word.
We're talking about words, and we've been sent to the moon by supposedly.
Yeah.
And
hey, what did you guys have for breakfast?
Yeah, right.
Right. Oh.
I got my tooth fixed. The English language going right down the tube like so many of our other things. Good God, get a handle on it, please. Okay, so here we are on the DJV program. Doug is the D, Jay is Jennifer and Jay, and Victoria is the V. Okay, we've got weather to talk about. I wonder if we start with Jay, who's in Nashville, who several times this week, Jay, you commented on how the weather, it was pouring rain and the sky was dark, and that's the area where there is a lot of tornadoes apparently stretched off into Alabama. Victoria, what do the two of you have to say about all
well,
of
let's
these,
start what? With Jay. Jay, did you actually get any of this? Because this was a pretty wide band.
Yeah, we had some of the pretty horrific storm itself. We didn't get a tornado. There is a possibility of a tornado touching down in Portland, Tennessee, which is about 40 minutes north of us, just below the Kentucky border. They're still verifying the damage, but East Nashville got hit with a lot of, like, the straight-line winds. A house was completely blown off its foundation. A tree fell on another home. The family happened to be in a different part of the home, so they were okay.
Oh, thank God.
So, yeah, so they still have to survey a lot of the damage. But it came in kind of like in the afternoon time, and then the worst of it was a little bit before 11 p.m.
Well,
so
Alabama
like three different, yeah, like three different things that came. Yeah, Alabama got hit with the worst
plant.
Of it.
Alabama had, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the video, but it was a super large tornado. Like, normally, you know, tornadoes are kind of skinny, and they have one very direct path of destruction. This was a very wide tornado. It was a huge cloud form in the sky, and normally tornadoes have a pretty finite path. This one went 100 miles across the entire state of Alabama, and people were trapped in their homes. It was really devastating.
You know, you want to get scared?
Birmingham.
Live through a tornado. That
I can't even imagine. Oh. I have friends in Birmingham, and I was texting them, and they were in the basement because they had got the sirens were going off, and luckily the tornado turned right before it got to where my friends live, and it ended up striking about 15 minutes away from them. But the devastation is just horrendous. People were trapped in their homes, and some people just didn't have enough warning to get out. But so it's a lot of, I think it's 20,000 people or so are still without power. It's going to be a big cleanup.
It really is. All right. The Pfizer and Moderna situation here as we end the week looking at how important the COVID situation, number two on the talkers list. Pregnant women apparently now can use Pfizer and Moderna. For some reason or other, I didn't know that they weren't. But
they had never tested it.
Hadn't they?
So pregnant women, there were a lot of there people that were scared to get it as pregnant women. There was a story that was pretty well documented a couple of months ago in New York where they were trying to force this one woman to get the vaccine at her place of business, and she's like, "I'm trying to get pregnant. I'm worried about the fertility impact." I think a lot of women were worried about whether or not it was safe, whether you're trying to have a kid or you're already pregnant.
Well, the idea of more people getting this. I was with somebody yesterday, a great friend, and she was talking about eugenics. Do you know what eugenics are? Ever heard of them? Look it up if you don't know.
Yeah, wasn't what? That like were they trying Nazis?
When they tried to thin the herd, essentially.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yep. And there are some floaters today, or actually that have shown up this week, that link people like George Soros and Bill Gates and other people
Poor
who
Bill
are among the top money people in the world who want to control. There are those who knows whether this is true
this
or not.
A new story.
This sounds like QAnon. This is like crazy.
No. This is people trying to thin the herd, as you've suggested, that it was Gates and his crowd that encouraged the Chinese to develop this vaccine, it loose.
First of all, that makes no sense because Bill Gates...
Oh, yes, it does. I think it makes a lot of sense.
It does not when you look at how many lives Bill Gates has saved in Africa.
No. Where?
In Africa. Africa.
I get that.
He has done so much work
to
preserve life, so this makes zero sense.
The one thing is that
enough of the conspiracy theories.
Where this stems from with Bill Gates is that he's been on tape in interviews saying that, and Doug, you've said this too, that the planet is too crowded.
I do say it.
I think a lot of people say that, but it doesn't mean you kill people.
And so there are a lot of people that say that fuels the
theory. The people who don't want to take, I'm giving you a story that's worth thinking about, whether you agree or disagree or think it's true or not. People are not taking the vaccine because of stories like this, because they think that down the pike 20 or 30 years, whatever was in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine will ultimately be responsible for your death. And this is the way to thin the herd, get everybody to take a vaccine that sooner or later is going to get you. And is it possible or plausible? Stranger things have happened, like Hitler becoming the Chancellor of Australia and then taking over the German government. How'd that happen? I mean, there are a lot of things that don't make any sense on the surface And again, I'm not saying that this is true or not true. I just don't trust a lot of stuff.
You took the vaccine.
I know I did. I took it because
I can't get around.
But I have, you know, when you talk about 20 or 30 years down the road, probably 30 years down the road, you will sadly be missing me. Maybe I'll be around longer than that. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the oldest living human being in 30 or 35 years. But in the meantime, I think this is food for thought at any rate. But the point that we were making with Pfizer and Moderna and pregnant women is apparently the antibodies are passed on to the newborns. And that was what they were questioning, right? Among other things, whether it was if you were lactating, if you were breastfeeding, there's a different, it affects you differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the speaking of the vaccines, our latest DJV download, something you might want to check out. The answer to the question why you can't pick your vaccine, why can't you use Pfizer if that's what you prefer, or Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca, or whatever comes down the pike. That's a question that we approach and attack on the download. Also, a discussion of Dave Chappelle and his demands when he's going to go out on the road, what the audience is going to have to do that goes to his shows. And then idea of what went to Mars, a little piece of cloth that went to Mars. You want to find out what it is? Listen to the download. Download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So that's the latest virus stuff. I mean, we could go on and on talking about different things that are part of the COVID story this week. I think we'll save them. Those of you who have to stick around for our overview of what's going on, our review of the top hits from Talkers Radio coming up later on and over the weekend as well. Here, we were talking about Joe Biden earlier. I found this, I don't know if I find this amusing or just sad. The fact that there are some people that are still trying to overturn Biden's win in Arizona, and among them is Mike Lindell from MyPillow. This guy won't give up. And there are people that are still demanding recounts. Apparently, Lindell, I didn't see this video. Did any of you see the video? He declared in the video that the...
I've seen some of his videos.
Yeah, he claimed that Trump would be back in office by this summer.
Right. He also said he's starting a social media app, and so he made a big deal about that, and then people realize it's just a static landing page website. Like, it's not even an app. I don't know what planet this guy's on.
He's on the planet Earth. Pillow. He's
the pillow planet. I don't
love
know.
His pillows.
And yeah.
Meanwhile,
I just got his new slippers. I have to open them up this weekend. I'm so excited.
Meanwhile, his business has never been better. You know, we have his pillows on the air here. And I believe we had this discussion about whether we ought to keep running the spots or not. And I don't believe that we should not run the spots because
he's entitled to his wonky opinions.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Then do as he will, but the product is a good product. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Speaking of products that ought to be checked out, as I talked earlier about being up half the night and using the Navage to clean up my nasal cavity, that's what happens. First thing in the morning, your first line of defense against all the stuff that you breathed in, you know as well as I do, even though it's unpleasant to talk about, there's a cakey, crusty feeling that you get in your nose because, you know, when you were younger, I'm sure that you didn't want to admit it, but you all picked your nose. And that stuff that's in there every day, you need to clean out. And the polite way and the efficient way, the safe way, the intelligent way to do it is with a Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, the Navage system. It's a really proper nasal cleansing machine. It comes very easy to put together, inexpensive, gives you the opportunity to, when you do it at night before you go to bed, you sleep better, get up in the morning, you're healthier overall as you clean your nasal passages of the dust, the allergens, the pollution, dangerous bacteria and viruses that get trapped in your nose and the crusty stuff through the night. So as you brush your teeth and wash your face, clean your nose as well. Get the proper way of doing it by going to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Order it, use it. If you don't love it, then send it back for all your money back. That's the story. And the answer to the question, what's a Navage? You just got it. Check it out at Navage.com. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments already, you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Doddridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dream. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Half the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, Jay. And the story of Denzel Washington, who apparently created a lasting memory for a New York couple. He crashed their wedding photo shoot. He photobombed this pair near Bow Bridge. Where's that? I don't know my way around.
It's the very white, pretty, ornate bridge in Central Park that's used in a lot of movies. If you saw it, you would recognize it.
He's making a movie there, and so he saw the couple, identified as Emily and Sammy Siphon. They greeted him. He had a mask on, apparently.
He was filming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in New York, obviously they're taking wedding photos, but if you're in New York walking around on the street, you're supposed to wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a mask. Oh, I was thinking he was not wearing a mask. It was part of what the character that he's playing was doing. So, okay, get that. How would you like to have, I think you should put yourself in that same position. You're having your wedding or something special going on, and all of a sudden a really famous celebrity shows up and has some fun with you. I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. Bill Murray's famous for that.
I know.
He's a wedding crasher.
Yeah, he likes to. Yeah.
Some people have crashed actual weddings and stuff. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith crashed a full-on wedding photo shoot, a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see, a couple of things from Prince Harry this week. Got a new job as a tech executive at a startup called BetterUp. What do we know about that? He's the chief impact officer. What does the chief impact officer do? This company provides coaching and mental health services. The website lists Harry as part of the leadership team, describing him as a humanitarian, military veteran, mental wellness advocate, and environmentalist. So he's going to have input into product strategy, decisions, and charitable contributions. So what do we think of this, ladies? It's a meaty role, so says the CEO.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like a spokesman position.
Yeah. 10 before the hour, 50 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour now. Tech Talk time, a review of the hot issues, the hot topics from the world of technology this week, the top five. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who's gone through all these items and has page 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's start at number five, shall we? And answer the question, why the Snyder cut of Justice League looks weird on your television. Why is that, Victoria?
Well, the reason is, and this is 4 hours long, so this is an investment of your time if you want to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, which is actually really popular. It's on HBO Max. People are really loving it. But it does look strange on certain TVs, and the reason for that is because it was shot in the 4:3 ratio framing that dominated television programming from 1920 until 1990, and so but the reason that he shot it that way is because it's actually the best fit for IMAX formatting when it appears in theaters. The problem, though, is it's not in theaters. It's at home on your TV. So depending on what your TV is, what the structure of, you know, how it was built, how old it is, how new it is, sometimes having a newer TV is actually going to work against you. But some people are reporting that they can ignore it and they're not really bothered by it, and other people are, like, really online screaming and complaining about it. So just be warned. Don't adjust your TV. It was meant to be that way.
Number four, a Disney Plus. Here's a good money grab for you.
Yep. So Disney Plus announced this week that after holding out for a really long time, Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson, her first standalone movie as that character, they were holding it out just until, you know, the pandemic was over and it was going to be in theaters. Now they've given in and it will be on Disney Plus the same day that it appears in theaters. You still have to pay an extra $29.99 for it. But on top of that, Disney Plus announced this week that they're raising all their prices. And so starting pretty much right now, if you are an existing customer, your next bill is going to be a dollar more, whether you pay by the month or you do the Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu bundle. That's going to go up to $14 a month and instead of $13. The yearly cost is now $79.99 for the bundle.
We're back to regular TV. Number three on our quest to get to number one, Amazon drivers and what they are supposed to be doing now.
Yeah, Amazon's giving its delivery drivers an ultimatum in basically give up your privacy or give up your job. They are forcing their 75,000 U.S. delivery drivers to sign a biometric consent form, which allows Amazon to track them with high-tech cameras. The cameras are made by a transportation company that snaps, essentially what they do is they snap photos of the drivers to confirm their identity, which seems okay. It's like, you know, you have a badge to go into your office with your picture on it. So that's not that bad. But then it gets into a little more crazy stuff. So they're not telling anyone what biometric information they're actually storing. So we don't really know how far this can go. Drivers are supposed to be signing this thing immediately or losing their jobs. The technology is capable of detecting when a driver yawns, if they talk on the phone, if they're not wearing a seatbelt. It's pretty invasive. And so Amazon said they plan to use the cameras to track all of the vans, the locations, the movements, including their speed, their braking, the turns, and how close they follow other vehicles. So this is a real test of, you know, of how good of a driver are you if you are, you know, if you're going to be employed by Amazon. One of the sticking things here, though, is they have 800 third-party companies that work with Amazon. And those drivers are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're subcontractors. We don't even work technically for Amazon. We're not signing it. So this will probably end
them.
Up in court. Yeah.
Good. All right, number two. What's Intel investing in a lot of money here?
Yeah, this is some really good news. As we've been talking about, you know, investing in American business, especially when it comes to technology, Intel has a new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and he didn't waste any time this week announcing some big changes. They have a new announcement called Engineering the Future, and it's a $20 billion investment into two new factories in Arizona, as well as a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services. What they're going to do there is they're going to use it to make semiconductors and chipsets. Now, as we know, the world has a shortage of semiconductors right now because of the pandemic.
Ask the car dealers, man. They've gotten real short.
Right.
A lot of car companies can't get enough product because they can't get these chips.
Exactly. Chips literally run everything from your video game console to your brand new car. So this is good news for Intel, and it's going to give them a leg up on Apple because Apple's developing their own chip as well. So it's again, the best part of this is that it's here in America, and this is a, you know, proprietary tech that will be American.
Good. All right, number one tech story of the week has to do with former President Trump.
Yep, he made a lot of headlines this week talking about his return to social media in the next few months. His senior advisor, Jason Miller, did a whole media round saying in the next 2 to 3 months, Trump will return with his own platform. Turns out it's not actually his own platform. He's going to be partnering with another platform, but we just don't know which one yet. Right. So we'll see.
It's Trump. That's all you got to know. It's Trump. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.